Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books, including those behind me. Now, where am I taking you back to today? Well, I'm taking you back to 1553. July 1553 was the month of three Tudor monarchs, so a very, very interesting month. So on this day in Tudor history, the 12th of July 1553, Mary, who was the half-sister of the late King Edward VI, moved from her estate of Kenninghall to Framlingham Castle, where she began to rally support. In his contemporary account of Mary's fight for the throne in 1553, Robert Wingfield lists some of the men who flocked to Mary's cause, men like Henry Radcliffe, Earl of Sussex, Thomas Lord Wentworth, Sir Henry Bedingfield, Edmund Rowse, Thomas Brend, John Colby and John Jennings, who all carried out Mary's orders with speed and zeal, and who, with hard work, turned an unskilled and disorganised mob into skilled and disciplined soldiers, obedient to orders and eager to meet the enemy. In the days that followed, according to Wingfield, Mary visited her troops and was described as their gentle and beloved mistress. Wingfield writes that the soldiers offered her such reverence that I had serious doubts whether they could have given greater adoration to God if he'd come down from heaven. He also writes of Mary speaking to her forces with exceptional kindness, a wonderfully relaxed approach, and states that she won everyone's affections. As I said in yesterday's talk, it was also on this day in Ipswich that Sir Thomas Cornwallis, Sheriff of Norfolk and Suffolk, recanted his previous day's proclamation regarding Queen Jane being the rightful queen and proclaimed Mary as queen instead. He also met Mary while she was on her way to Framlingham and most humbly prostrated himself before Her Highness, both to beg a pardon for his misdeed and to offer his due fealty on behalf of Norfolk and Suffolk by surrendering his white staff of office to her. Wingfield records how at first Mary seemed to berate the man for being somewhat slow and stubborn and less mindful of his duty than he ought to have been, despite the repeated requests of her letters. But, according to Wingfield, soon the tender-hearted sovereign saw how utterly miserable he was at what he'd done, and granted him mercy and made him one of her council. Meanwhile, in the city of Norwich in Norfolk, Mary was proclaimed queen. Back in London, on Queen Jane's side of things, a muster was called on Tothill Fields, Westminster. And according to the chronicle of Queen Jane and of 2 years of Queen Mary, and especially of the rebellion of Sir Thomas Wyatt, Queen Jane's council decided that Jane's father, Henry Grey, Duke of Suffolk, should go with certain other noblemen to apprehend Mary and to bring her to London. However, that same night, Suffolk's mission was cancelled after Queen Jane, with weeping tears, implored her council to let her father stay at home with her. So instead, her father-in-law, the Duke of Northumberland, an experienced soldier, was persuaded to go. This was a huge mistake, for Northumberland could have held Jane's council together and kept them loyal to her. Oh dear. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 12th of July 1543, King Henry VIII got married for the sixth and final time. The 52-year-old king married 31-year-old Catherine Parr, Lady Latimer, in the Queen's Closet of the Chapel Royal at Hampton Court Palace. You can hear a contemporary account of the wedding service and find out who attended it in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.